Hello.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. I would just like to ask you a few questions about issues affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Is your
Okay.
zip code 55025? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, real quick, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year, just the year of your birth?
1962.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward, and just for a statistical purpose only, is your race white African, white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Haitian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
No, well, Caucasian.
White Caucasian, thank you, ma'am.
White,
now,
yes.
Now, moving forward. Okay, and are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? College,
well,
high school?
Technical college.
Okay.
Yeah, some college,
you,
yes.
Okay, and politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent? How do you consider yourself?
Republican.
A Republican, and do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Well, not so strong, no.
Not so strong? Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Thinking about that direction of your community, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, ma'am, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which that your community is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied. Somewhat dissatisfied.
And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year? What is your expectation?
Worse.
Okay. Stay somewhat worse, somewhat better, or stay about the same or much better? You say somewhat worse?
Yeah, somewhat worse, yes. Yes, somewhat worse, yes.
Okay. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Okay, please select the top three issues most important to you. I'm going to read a list real quick, and you can pick the ones you think are the most important to you at this moment. Okay. Now, this is the issues that your community is facing, okay? Now, access to good jobs, affordable quality housing. You can pick three, okay? Affordable quality healthcare. Rising cost of living, access to quality education, protecting and expanding voting rights, public safety, including gun violence, criminal justice and police reform, reducing racism and discrimination, reproductive or maternal health, climate change, and the environment. If you have to pick three. Yes.
Okay. Well, definitely the climate change.
Okay.
And,
yes.
The police force, police reform.
Criminal justice and police reform, okay.
Yes.
One more.
Let's see.
Rising cost of living, affordable quality
healthcare.
Rising cost of living. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, what initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Now, please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest in your community, okay? Now, here we go.
Okay.
Community-led violence prevention initiatives. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents.
Yes,
the other one?
That would be one of them.
That one? Okay, that's
that would be one of them, yes.
I got it. Now, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide.
Drug control.
Increase gun control statewide, decrease police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, or increase police presence. You can pick one more to make it
feel safe. Increase police presence.
The police presence, okay, that will help. Now, what aspect of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Can you please select up to three of public safety that you believe are working well in your community? The first one is juvenile justice programs, mental health support services, gun control measures, neighborhood watch initiatives.
A neighborhood watch.
Okay, thank you. emergency response services, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation or reintegration efforts, drug and
substance abuse and then emergency response.
Okay, great. Now, moving on. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Now, which of the following do you believe will work in your community? Again, you can select up to three initiatives that you will believe work best in your community, okay? Now, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Funding the support to families of victims of the community and police violence. And culturally specific community healing practice. Or diversifying police ranks. Or reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. If you have to pick three, which one?
Okay, yeah, the non-emergency traffic stops. The police, emergency response, I think that was one of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, using social workers, paramedics, and mental
health workers
to respond to certain cases,
yep.
Okay? Yeah, one more.
And then,
funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, that's one of the initiatives?
Yes, that will work, yes.
Okay. Now, moving on, ma'am. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? You can select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. The first one, access to educational resources, parental involvement and support, special education programs, school safety and security, quality of teachers, access to technology.
Parental involvement.
Parental involvement.
Teachers.
Quality of teachers?
Yes, quality of teachers.
Access to technology. Let me read the other ones because I'm required to read verbatim, okay? Just in
all
case
right.
You want to change. Black Center Curriculum, the diversity of teachers. Up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure. A robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, or a diverse range of free, affordable, extracurricular activities and opportunities. So we stick with the three, parental involvement, quality of teachers, and access to technology. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree with that statement?
Yes, I agree.
Strongly?
Totally agree.
Strongly, okay. Now, which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Now, you can select the three again, okay? The most helpful. Walking counseling centers at school, access to quality after-school programs, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, mentorship programs, suicide intervention programs, promoting mental health, suicide. Okay, I got that one. Suicide intervention programs. And promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. That's another one. Access to culturally affirming curriculum. So you can pick one more on the, when it comes to the most helpful support to mental and physical health. Can you pick one more?
That last one you said.
Okay, access to culturally affirming curriculum. Thank you, ma'am. Now, here's a definition. Here's a definition for the term restorative justice. Okay. Now, restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflict, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community. Now, rather than solely punishing the offender, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Now, do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school? Will you strongly support that?
I'll support that, yes.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And school resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Now, the question is, do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools? Will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as a chokehold on students? Will you support that or oppose?
Oppose, yes.
Strongly or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose, yes.
Strongly. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now moving on, which of the following will be most helpful? Which of the following will help you the most and your family feel economically secure? You can select up to two options that will help you to feel most secure economically. Okay, ma'am. Support, building a strong professional network, ability to build an investment portfolio, debt reduction, help acquiring valuable job skills, more opportunity to promotions and raises, help starting and maintaining businesses, and financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. If you have to pick two, that will help you the most.
Oh, the financial thing that you said, financial.
Okay. The financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Okay,
yes.
Another one?
That first one you said.
Okay, support building a strong professional network. Okay.
Yes.
That's the first one. Okay. Now, which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Again, you can select up to two options that will help you the most. Now, increased income-based housing programs, universal basic income, increased rental assistance programs, increased food assistance programs, universal health care, subsidized public transportation, increased home ownership programs, increased statewide subsidized housing. If you have to pick two, they will help you the most.
Oh, okay. Well, subsidized housing and the public transportation.
Subsidized housing, and here we go, the transportation. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Now, please select up to three traits that are most important to you when it comes to select where you're going to live. Now, neighbors who look like me, affordable housing options, convenient public transportation options, employment opportunities nearby, access to good schools, friendly and supportive neighbors, walkability, access to park or natural spaces, safe and secure surroundings. If you have to pick three.
Okay, so the parks, the
access to parks and natural spaces?
Yes.
Is that the
one?
Okay.
Yes.
Two more?
I think the second one you said.
Affordable housing options?
Yes, affordable housing, okay. And then the third one you said.
Convenient public transportation options, employment opportunities nearby, or access to good schools.
Yes. Oh, the employment opportunities.
Okay, the employment opportunities. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on.
Okay.
Now, real quick, which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? You can select up to two most helpful initiatives, okay? Now, teaching people about ownership, the second one, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, or reproposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, or setting rent control, that's the one, that's one of them?
Yeah, okay. The abandoned buildings, yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or building more middle and low income housing, or making houses more energy efficiency to save on your
homes. Energy efficiency, and then the
anti-buildings. that the
yes, and then that's the next one after the abandoned buildings.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the next question, just for statistical purpose only, okay, and we can finish. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Divorce, single.
Divorce, thank you.
Sorry.
And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? One, two, three, four,
just
five,
me.
Six?
Yeah, one. One.
One? Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Part-time.
Part-time. Okay, thank you. And then, were you born in the United States or another country?
Yeah, United States.
Okay, and were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Yes, parents born in the United States.
Both of them?
Both of them, yes.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Who did I vote for?
Yes, in 2020.
Oh, in 2020. Oh.
Yeah,
the
best. For president.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Small town.
A small town. Thank you, ma'am. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. 35.
Oh, probably, yeah, 35 to 45, yes.
35 to 44, okay, thank you. And I appreciate your patience on the line. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, okay? Bye-bye.
Good, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.